Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
They like 3.5 off from the Bulls, because the Bulls got the best record right now.
Right.
So if they met in the finals, you know, the Bulls are at home court. I don't know what's wrong with them boys.
I ain't worried about that, man. I ain't worried, man. You know, we always kick it up another notch come playoffs, so. And I'll have no fear. I have no fear. I feel like I'm going to be collecting money like I do all the time when them Lakers get up in there. That's that.
I don't know, the boy's hard to beat at home, man.
Hey, man, I ain't
balling, man. That Rose kid. They be balling.
He's a beast, but I ain't worried, man. They ain't pumping no fear here.
All right. Well, big ups to the UConn men's basketball team. They won a national title last night. Beat Butler, who was from Indiana, by the way.
I'm not no big college fan, but I was going for Butler.
Oh, really?
I ain't no college fan, but I mean, I'm just going because they're from Indiana.
I pick UConn, so. Big ups to me. Big ups to Dennis Rodman, Hall of Fame. The Worm got in.
He got in first try.
First ballot. No, this ain't his first ballot, is it?
No, because, you know, last time they ain't let him in.
Yeah, he got in this time. We got the lines lit up. What's up, Ken?
What's up?
Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Chilling.
Oh, okay. What's happening, sweetness?
How you doing?
What's up, sweetness? Man, Wick, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Father Time? What's going on, Cass?
What's up, dog?
Chilling like villains, man. You know how we do. Getting ready for some football. Ha, that's a joke. But anyway, we're gonna jump into the topic, y'all. All right. I'm going to start with you, Candy. Give me three things you want to do before you leave this place. Like your little bucket list. Give me three of the things on your bucket list.
Oh, wow.
Nothing extravagant. You know, I'm talking about things that you actually can do. You know what I'm saying? Don't say, I want to go to Paris. You know what I mean? You know. Can't afford to go to goddamn Paris. I'm talking about stuff we can afford to do.
Well, let's see here. Get off probation for one.
Hey, you got a deadline?
Long enough. You never know when your day is gonna end.
That's true.
Well, that's true.
All right, give me two more. Give me two more.
Buy me a house. And probably give myself to the Lord.
Okay. Sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Three things on your bucket list.
What am I say? Well, I'm going to GED classes, so I want to get my GED, go to Ivy Tech Community College, pick a career, go for it, and get me my own place.
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. What you say, dog? Okay, Wick, what about you, man? Is he still here? All right, Butter, what about you? Oh, my bad. Hold on, Butter. Wick, you still here?
Yeah, I'm there. I pushed the wrong button. I gotta go to Vegas, man. That's one. I'm gonna go to a real beach somewhere. I thought, you know, affordable vacation like type with no stress. And I wanna ski. I don't know why.
You wanna what?
I wanna ski.
You wanna ski?
Yeah, I wanna go
okay,
to one of them.
That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Skiing, if that's on your list, that's what make sure you get it done, dog. Because you only get one life. Butter.
What kind of list is this?
The bucket
your
list.
Bucket
three things you want to do before you go.
List.
I would like to go to Africa. And I would like to go to Amsterdam.
Oh boy!
What?
I already know what you're trying to.
And I would like to. I would probably like to travel the United States to go to all my favorite restaurants on Food Channel.
Okay. All right, dog. Man, you can go back to that second one, man.
Amsterdam.
Yes.
Now, out of curiosity, now, why are we trying to go to Amsterdam?
Because I want to go to Amsterdam so that I can go to the restaurant and eat me some brownies and, you know.
You just want to go because it's weed free, right?
Yeah.
You ain't seen that? I used to want to go there too, so I saw that movie Hostile.
I don't watch those kind of movies.
They fuck them up.
Yeah, and my dumb ass would be the one to get caught like that.
I don't even get down like that, though.
They jacked them up. Prissy girl, what's your three?
Get my master's degree. Go see Venice in Italy and live till I'm 80.
Live till you 80.
Okay.
You actually got that on your list to live till you 80? All right. Janine, what about you?
I didn't even hear the question.
Three things off your bucket list.
I'm going to go to school forever so I won't have to pay my student loans back. And I'm going to visit I want to travel the world to, like, Greece, ancient Greece, Spain, those types of places.
Well, what's your third one?
Israel.
Israel? Why do you want to go to Israel?
Why Israel?
You part Jewish or something? Are you part Jewish?
Okay. Am I part what?
Jewish.
No, I'm not.
Why Israel?
Because that's where I want to go. I can't go to Israel. I can't go to Israel.
I'm saying you can, but it's got to be a reason. There's got to be a particular reason why you want to visit that particular country.
I'd like to visit all the things in history, in regards to history. So Israel is one of those places. That's all.
And you get to ride horses all day.
I can ride horses wherever I go. All
right. What's three on your list, dog?
Who, me?
Yeah, you, man.
Man, I'm going to tell you, first one on my bucket list is to see my oldest daughter graduate. That's first and foremost. Well, I see that, I'm going to be the happiest. Ooh, Lord, you just don't know the stress this girl put me through. I get her to graduate, that's number one. Now, I guess number two, man, get a better paying job, man, for real. I mean, get something that I can sit down and relax. I'm tired of doing all this labor. I want to do something just to relax, man, somewhere I can sit back and answer a phone or something.
That is stressful, too. You know, people always got something to say about people that work in the office.
Well,
like, we don't do no work.
Yeah, how hard it is to answer my phone.
Right.
Thank you for calling White Castle. Did I take your order?
That is not just, I ain't talking about no job like that. We are mentally stressed when we work in the office.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm physically stressed. And I mean, God damn, you get tired of coming home, your back hurting every day. Then somebody telling you, do this, do that. You got to go do this, you got to go do that. So, yeah, a less stressful job, bro. That's my second one. My third one, oh, man, my third one, that's the easiest one. To make Sin City the number one radio station on the Internet, baby. That's the third and best one.
I feel you. All right, I'm going to give you mine, man. Mine is, I want to go to Vegas before I die. I want to go on a cruise before I die, and I want to live long enough to give my daughter away in marriage. That way she can get out of my pocket, get in somebody else's pocket. I can't wait for that day when somebody else got to take care of her. Shit. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait for that. I hope she get married early. That's it. Now, let's talk about these people that want to go to all these places. How y'all going to afford to be going to all these places?
All you have to do is get in with groups.
You don't think so. Get in with groups?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why everybody want to go to Africa. Don't you know they hate us over there?
My brother had a wonderful experience going to Africa. He went with his college, like a college internship, doing service work.
I ain't going to Africa. Fuck that. They got lions and shit walking in the middle of the street. Fuck that.
That's only in certain areas. You know, they have resort places for people who vacation there, you know, that look just like any other piece of land.
Like the Lion, though, this is a vacation area. He just walking. That's his land. He the king. He just walking. What you gonna do in a line run up on you? You can't do nothing. You cannot run him. You just gonna get eight. I mean, why would you want to? I don't understand why anybody would want to take a chance on being attacked by a wild animal. They got lions and tigers, all kinds of shit over there. They just be walking around. It's not like a zoo. They just be walking around. What's that? I mean, that's just like going to war. You survive war, go get an African, get ate by a lion. That's fucked up. That's totally fucked up. But is there any other reason why you want to go to Africa? Buff, you said you want to go to Africa, right? You want to go there just because that's where we from or what? Why do you want to go there?
For the experience, I want to experience the beautiful land.
Okay. Wait a minute. I got a question to ask for all y'all people that want to go to Africa. Y'all say to experience the land and all that. Now, I'm not the most one. So, excuse me if I sound crazy, but I mean, ain't there a lot of apartheid and stuff like that over that way?
Apartheid is over, bro.
Huh?
Apartheid is over. They ended that already.
I'm shit. You can't tell the way they live.
I don't know. Is Africa like a poor country? I mean, it's not considered a third world country.
It's just certain countries inside of Africa. Africa is the continent.
Okay, what part of Africa is y'all talking about going to?
I don't know.
They just dropped your ass off on your backpack. I mean, one of them, push your ass on the damn play. Like, okay, we over Africa. Here you go.
That's that. I'm cool on that. Could you imagine, man, they just drop you off in the jungle through that damn ground? They give you a compass, they find your way back, and you ain't got to worry about no animals? Fuck that, man. You ain't got no gun or nothing out there, man. I'm cool. I'm cool, man. I'd rather visit Iraq. At least you know who's shooting at you. You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, it's a bucket list. If Africa, that's where you want to go, ain't nothing wrong with Africa. Me personally, I'm going to look.
Cute is that? Okay, what's that, dog?
I said Africa a little too hot for me, so I don't think I'm going to go there. So, but teachers own, ain't nothing wrong with Africa. That's where you want to go.
No, I think.
And no, I can't stand being hot.
Well,
nope.
You don't want to go to Africa. It's supposed to be hot as hell there all year round, right? They don't have winters there, right?
Well, they have rainy seasons between December and February. It rains. So it cools it down.
But it doesn't snow there.
No.
Now, all of us is from the Midwest. If you could move to any city in the United States, where would it be? Sweetness, if you could move to any city in the country, where would you move to? I just want to see something.
Can you come back to me? I'm not real sure.
All right, Prissy girl, any city in the United States, where would you move to?
Minnesota.
Butter, where would you go?
Phoenix.
finish, okay? Janine.
Well, from what I've seen so far, Miami.
All right, Wick.
Miami would be for me.
Miami for you?
Yep.
Wherever Jermaine go, he says.
Where you going, dog?
No.
Not like the.
Folks try to run the time out.
That was cutting out.
What you say, man? Yeah, you breaking up, dude. You breaking up, man. Okay, we can't hear you, dog. We can't hear you. Candy, where you going?
New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness, you got one?
I would have to say... Las Vegas, maybe? I'm not real sure. I don't know.
Okay, now 90% of the people, I mean, all of us is from the Midwest, but 90% of us want to go somewhere that's hot all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate fucking winter, man. I can't stand the snow. It's
that's why I moved from Minnesota. Minnesota just got too much snow for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too much.
It's cold air.
I mean, it's just as cold, but Minnesota gets way more snow, you know. I've never seen that before. That was ridiculous.
Their winter starts earlier than ours.
Yeah, and it starts earlier.
Mm-hmm. And it's later.
Get up off Minnesota now. Y'all don't want me to go back to the old Father Time, so y'all get up off Minnesota now. I can change my stripes.
I just said, it's a wonderful city. I'm just saying, that's why I left. That was one of the reasons. That was just too much.
How's the same amount everywhere else?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is. All right, Charlotte, we're going to... All right, y'all, we're going to roll into this little freestyle right quick. So y'all hang loose. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back.
I'm in the studio drunk and motherfucking ready to freestyle this shit. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets, rushed from jail. All the police gonna rag his tail. Not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas gonna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the president tanks. Even though we broke for the moment, calling the gang, telling me, yo, my military be prepared for the buffers, similar to bitches and scary, get you near me, Russian visions are overpacked, prisons, millions of niggas, thugs, living, depression, restrap, hope they don't tell me, it's polar heater, ammunition is quick, move it out of spam, as we slide down, let's do some flicks, they got me, feeling for time, seeding money, keep going, it's like I'm dreaming, singing scenes in me, all the sophisticated, and it's misbehavior, cop the cop profile, got the niggas pages, labeled a mark soon as he started. It was hard to quit. Started out drinking 42 to party shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I kick it live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets. That's what you get for being player hating bastards. Me and my flex on the jet, we keep a 50 on us, niggas know. You can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's sensitive. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand it? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, Winnie Flash, y'all niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not Poppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young. No, bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G's that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a man, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the blast on niggas, will I dash on niggas? What's up, nasty figures? I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R rules, I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a jet inside my truck, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. Out on bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack his fam, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357, Mac 11. Back home, I got him on. What did I say? I mean, he's 14. My double R. Ride with my crew. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. We'll be coming for you. We hit the house of blues. Acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club. I keep it fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside a chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside a belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was like a belly. I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I said, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? She's pissing on top of the front.
All right, I had to put an end to Tupac. He was going to keep on going.
That cat there was talking about the mail.
He was just going.
He
wasn't just. Shit. All right, I got a question. All right, I was having a conversation with one of my partners. And he considered himself a player. Okay, he considered himself a player. Now, he's telling me that he's going to play as long as he can. But he feels that when he meets that right woman, she can change him. I don't think so. I think once a player, always a player. Now, am I wrong or am I right? Ladies, do you think you can make a man stop being a player? You think the way he said it was, he said, his words were, I'm going to be a player until I find the right coach. When I find the right coach, then I'm gonna stop being a player. So he's figuring that when the right woman come along, she's gonna change.
Only if he wants to.
A man ain't gonna change unless he wants to.
Right.
So y'all don't think a woman can actually change a man? He has to change himself.
No. No one can change anyone unless they want to change themselves. You can influence someone. You can set an example, but you can't change anybody.
Okay, all right, dog. Let me ask you, man. What you think, man?
Nah, man, I don't think you can change nobody. You can't change nobody unless they want to change. I mean, I see it all the time, man. I see people out here all the time talking about, I'm going to mold this person, or I'm going to change this person, or I'm going to do this. And overall, it backfires in their face because that person ain't going to change. That person going to be the same person that he always been. Now you upset and you frustrated because you thought you was going to change him.
Let me ask you a question.
Always cutting me off.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead, man.
All right, let me ask you a question. I've been knowing you a long time. Back in the younger days, you considered yourself a player, right? That's fair to say. back in the younger days, you considered yourself a player.
I think all men
consider themselves players.
No, baby, all men can't be players.
That's true, because I don't consider myself a player. I don't think I've ever been a player. I'm a one-woman person. But let me ask you, man.
No,
back in those days. I ain't never been no player, man.
Never. Not once.
I've never ever juggled more than one woman at a time ever in my life.
Not even you tried to.
Other than that one occasion. But you get me off topic, man. Now, back in your younger days, do you think you could have met a woman that would have changed you?
Let me see. Could I have met a woman? Nah, I probably would have met a woman that I was willing to change for, but not overall. No, she couldn't have changed. But now I've probably been willing to change for.
So you're saying you got all these women, right? I'm talking about 19, 20, 21. I'm talking about those years back then.
Right.
You don't think that you could have met a woman back then who you felt so default that that she would make you just stop playing and just be with her strictly?
You don't think you could have
met across a woman back then?
Yeah, I think I could have back then. But I believe I had one back then. I did. But now, due to circumstances that was beyond my control, whatever the case was, that didn't happen. But yeah, I think it was one person back then that really could have just that I would have really just sat down and restructured my life for.
Okay. Now let me ask the ladies. First of all, let me see, is there any lady on here who considered herself a player back in her younger days?
No.
I don't know if women call themselves players. What do women call themselves that have a lot of dudes?
Playettes.
Okay, does anybody consider themselves a playette back in their younger days?
No.
Nobody juggled more than 2-3 dudes at one time back in their younger days?
No.
All
I
y'all had just one dude. Who said that?
Everybody said no.
Okay, Katie, since you said yeah, let me ask you. Do you think you could have met a dude who you could have been exclusive with back in those days, back in your playette days?
Who, me?
No, Candy was the one that said she was juggling.
Oh. No.
You were determined to be a player.
I mean, I was.
You were.
I can't.
Huh?
The one that you got out.
Candy?
What?
Candy.
I'm here.
Well, talk to me. I can't hear you.
I've been trying to say it. I said I don't consider myself a player, though.
Were you juggling more than two dudes at one time back in your younger days?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now what do you consider yourself? What would you like to be called?
I don't call it nothing.
Okay.
But there wasn't nobody that could change it.
I want the big
one. Okay, wait a minute. I got to ask a question now. So, you mean to tell me none of y'all women had more than one man? Everybody on here was faithful in their younger days.
I had more than one man.
Of course not.
Okay, then. We asked the question. Everybody just got quiet. Nah. Okay, I'm going to start with y'all. Now, I'm going to start with you, Janine.
Uh-huh.
All right. Was it one guy in your playette days? Was it one guy that you probably, I'm not going to say that would have made you, you know, sit down, that you was willing to just come a one woman type of man, a one man type of woman for?
Yeah, I could say yeah. Yeah, that was one.
So, okay, why did you?
Because, I don't know, I guess I wasn't ready for that.
You did something.
Huh?
You're breaking up, dog.
Get a little less volume on somebody's TV. So what I'm saying is, I mean, you did admit that you messed up with the guy, right?
I didn't mess up. I was free, so I ran off. I was just doing what I usually do. So one day I'll be in one state, and the next day I'll be in another state.
Okay. Okay, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, okay, you said it was one guy. Now, I mean, what if the guy had presented itself like, okay, look, this is what I want. This is, you know, me and you can make it. I mean, did you actually get up and run from him?
No, and that was the whole thing. He didn't do that. So how would I know?
Oh,
I knew
okay.
how I felt. I knew how I felt, but I didn't know that's how he felt.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm just asking, baby. I'm just asking. I know you did something
okay.
wrong, but I'm just asking. I know you did something wrong. I'm just joking. Bada, what's up?
What's up?
I mean, same question to you. If that one guy, would you just change the way for him? You just say, fuck, I'm going to still play the field until I'm tired.
That's what I've been waiting on, for somebody to make me want to change everything and be submissive and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you a question on what you just said. Is that why women would mess around with two or three different guys at the same time?
Trying to see which one is meant for them.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, go ahead, man. I just had to ask that quick question.
Hell yeah, I forgot what I was about to ask her now. He says, I'm standing interrupted like that.
I mean interrupt you, man. I just had to get that question out of there, man. I always wondered why women, I know why dudes have, you know, two, three girls, but I always wonder why women, younger two, three guys.
Because usually none of them men are the one that we really want, but we just picking and choosing. Which one is the best out of those three or two or whatever? Really, we don't want none of them.
Right.
If we're picking what we want to deal with,
which one you think will grow in the future?
Exactly.
And be more stable when it's all said and done? Which one can you see yourself working with?
Exactly.
Okay.
But ain't none of the one that you feel is your true love that you should just really, you know, be with. That's
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
we got a new caller. Well, hold on, man. We got a call. Damn. Caller, what's up?
What up?
What's up, man? Who this?
Hey, I'm Boogie.
Boogie, what's up, Boogie? Oh, Boogie.
Is you breaking up, Kaz, or what?
Yes, he is.
I don't know, man. I just keep hearing all
I can't hear with all that background noise.
Yeah.
Somebody's got their TV on or something.
What'd you say?
I said, you still with me, dog? I'm sorry, we had a little technical difficulty here. Hey, L Boogie.
What's up?
Oh, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Just hearing the conversation.
I seen you press the one button, so I assumed you was ready to chime in on it.
No, I was just listening, and then when I was ready, I was going to chime in.
Oh, okay, brother. But you pressed the one button, so that kind of meant you was ready to chime in, I thought. Okay, L Boogie, he's new to the show, y'all, so we're going to keep it rolling. All right, now, what we're hearing is that, all right, hold up, I want to get to Butter and Janae. Butter
mm-hmm.
and Janae. All
yeah.
right, y'all, before all the chaos, can y'all hear me? Am I coming through
yeah.
clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all were saying that y'all had the two or three dudes because, no, I think that was you, Janae, saying because you really don't want either none of them anyway, right?
Yep. You settling.
Okay. So y'all saying what me and do?
Yeah, we settle. We settle for the best pick. I guess that's what you want to call it. The best pick. Out of them ones.
I see. Honestly, everybody settles whether they want to admit it or not.
Yeah.
Because like I know I there's a perfect man out there. Like I will. There's a list that I might have, but that don't mean I'm going to get that person. Because first of all, I'm not that list that man might have. You know what I mean? So he's going to be settling. Because he can't have that perfect model type he wants, and I'm going to be settling because I'm not getting that six-figure nigga that I want.
Oh.
And I'm not even looking for the perfect man. I just want somebody who's compatible with me.
Right.
But, you know, that's
right.
difficult. But, you know, that's difficult because I'm
right. right. It's like when you looking for somebody that's compatible to you, there's things that might not be compatible to you, but because mm-hmm. there's so many, like there might be 10 things that are compatible to you and then 5
mm-hmm.
things that are not. But because
mm-hmm.
he has more than the next man, you'll choose him instead.
Yeah, and deal with the rest.
Right.
Okay. I mean, so... Okay, now I'm just asking. You said that he just gotta be compatible with you. And what type mm-hmm. of what you mean compatible?
I have to have somebody compatible with me sexually, mentally. I mean, we just have to be on the same page. I mean, I'm not even looking for no financially rich person because I'm going to be rich. That's my goal, you know. But I would want somebody where we can do things together. You know what I mean? Grow together. That's what I look for in a relationship.
Okay. I can feel that. Butter, you said the six-figure nigga.
I'm just hypothetically speaking.
I'm just asking, is that what, I mean, as far as like, okay, as far as what you're looking for, is money an issue with you?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. I mean, what was you about to say, Boogie?
Nah, I was going to say, well, why she need the six-figure nigga then?
It was just a figure of speech making a statement.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just curious to know. I mean, you know, some. I mean, when you say that, I mean, I'm just saying when you say that, if the first thing you say, well, I'm looking for the six-figure nigga. I mean, granted, the six-figure nigga will step up, but I mean, what is he coming with?
Mhm. Cause them be some lonely women that be on them housewives shows. never see them with their husbands.
Uh-huh.
They all divorced.
Hold up. You know, you just tapped something. Janine, you just just tapped on something. Hey, I thought that was just me that really thought that. But them some lonely ass bras that be on that show. You be sitting there thinking, yeah, they got the big house, they do this, they do that.
But yeah, they got everything. But what they really want, and that's companionship.
Let me ask y'all a question. Since y'all talking about show, how many of y'all watch the Basketball Wives?
I'm saying that
stuff. I watch some of them off and on. I don't just like sit down and watch them.
Yeah, me either.
Those are some horrible women on there. God, they are terrible. And half of them ain't even with the basketball players no more.
That's what I'm saying. They're not even with them. Or they just the baby's mama. It's just crazy.
Better just
some of them still jealous, and it's just ridiculous.
All the reality shows are just stupid. They all stupid.
Okay. Now hold up, dog. Hold up. I got it. I mean, now I know we're spinning off the initial question, but I seen the most stupid. I mean, this show is just ignorant, man. I mean, I finally sat down and watched it for the first time. I mean, I sat down, I watched about 2 or 3 episodes, The Bad Girls Club.
Oh, my goodness.
I never even heard of it.
Man, that is the biggest show I've ever. I mean, and them some trifling bras, they don't clean up. They don't do nothing. All they do, man. I mean, wait a minute, before I finish my statement, we got a new caller. What's up?
Hi, my name is Tay Tay.
Uh-huh.
Tay Tay?
Yeah, Tay Tay.
What's up, Tay Tay?
No,
I was calling the reality show.
I like Bad Girls Club.
Why?
You must be a bad girl.
What channel does this show come on?
Oxygen.
Okay, Oxygen.
Okay.
You gotta get real cable, dog. You can't get the bootleg cable. You ain't gonna get it on.
That was a good one. I ain't got no damn bootleg. I'm paying for my cable, man. Then I'm gonna get bootleg.
Okay. Let me ask you. What's so good about this show? I mean, cause what I've seen a bunch of women walking around picking fights with each other. I mean half of them half naked. I mean, none of them got no ambition to do shit other than go out and party and start a fight.
And that's the best part about the show, because they act ignorant on that. And this shows how people really act.
Okay, but they don't even clean up the house. Now,
right, they don't. They show how. They also show how nasty women can be too.
I mean, the house is never. I mean, they go every night. I'm sorry. That really demeans women in general when you show like that. I'm sorry. I've heard about it, and I sat down and watched it. I mean, it's like nobody on that show has any ambition to go nowhere. Do nothing. It's like I'm going to be everybody.
They want to be on TV. That's their ambition.
Okay, I understand that. And I mean, maybe you might get a spinoff show, but I see that a couple of people then got little spinoff shows from it. And I mean, if that's what you're working for, then fine. I mean, getting your foot in the door, but you got some of them on that is just like, fuck it. I'm here. I'm going to be a bust down. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I mean, then the first thing they say is, don't call me a hoe. I'm not a hoe.
What's the makeup of? I mean, are these? Is it black girls, white girls, mixed girls? What is it? What kind of
mixed
girls?
Mixed girls, black. Are they black and white?
Yeah.
Black. You got
Hispanic.
I'm not sure of. I think they're in Miami. I'm not sure.
They're in L.A.
Oh,
they're in. Okay.
I never heard of that.
Dude, it's horrible. It is horrible. And And I will. I'll be the first one to admit that my daughters are hooked on this show. My daughters are hooked on it. You know, I'm serious, dog. I'm sitting there. I've heard about this show, and you know, I hear the kids talking about it. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, what is this show really? Oh, this show is fucking horrible, dog. This show is fucking horrible.
Do you think it set a bad example for your daughters?
You know what? I hope that they can decipher that this is TV. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you can't do this in everyday life. I mean,
But that's the thing. That do happen in everyday life when you got a whole bunch of women together. It do happen in everyday life.
Okay, but now, all right, Tay-Tay. Now, let me ask you. Really?
They just getting paid for it.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Think they really getting paid for it.
How many people you know just on the whim gonna move in with five or six different strangers? I mean,
you
heard. What they doing ain't every day.
They get some type of money or something for it.
Yeah, they gotta be, because I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, because it's not like, okay.
They probably is getting paid for it, but that's the way women act anyway. Just like if you had a job or something, it's nothing but women. That women act like that on a daily basis anyway. They hate on each other.
Yeah.
They find some reason to talk about each other. They try to fight
each
other over crazy stuff.
Especially black women.
Exactly.
Yeah, Boogie done plays it. Call the black women and then
All right, Boogie, you gotta back that one up with something else, bro. Give me something to go with that.
They do. I mean, you see it all the time. Black women do dog each other out. They talk about them, their hair or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
what they got on. Don't let nobody got more stuff to them. They hate on them. Boyfriends, whatever. They hate on them. They do.
White people do that shit too, man.
No, not like black women.
Exactly.
Like,
they don't do it like black people do. No.
Yeah, they don't do it like that, man. Because I'm telling you, when it come down, the white people gonna stick together, and then you gonna have some black people sticking with the white people. That's not just how it is.
Okay. Well, I mean, not to discriminate on the show, because you know we don't discriminate. Now we gonna Ken. Is this true? I mean, do you feel like this true, what they saying?
Oh, you have to run by me. You're going to have to run that by me again.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I wasn't even really paying attention.
Do white women talk about each other like black women talk about each other? You've been around both, right?
Yeah, I've been around both.
Do white women dog each other out like L Boogie say the black women do?
White women do. We do have some white girls that like to talk about everybody. You know what I'm saying? But no. I don't think so.
So you've had white friends and black friends. Who dog each other out the worst around you?
Around me? The black ones.
Wow.
That's because they insecure.
You know what? I can agree with that. I can agree with that. I think that you're a person with dogs all the time. Where you're more confident in yourself. You don't really too much to somebody else say, because you got confidence in yourself.
Exactly.
When you get you can find everything wrong with everybody. Oh, look at that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch, I can't stand that hoe. That bitch gonna make me smack her in her motherfucking face. What? Like, damn, what did she do to you?
Just because she got also a better pair of high heel shoes than you do, you upset with her. That's crazy.
Oh, no, that now. Hold on, there, Boogie. Look at it. I bet that shit fake that bitch got on. All that shit
mm-hmm.
fake.
Yep. Yep.
Well, some women is deeper than that.
What was that you think?
I said, well, some women is deeper than that. Like, I have this woman that works with me who I feel that she hates the color of her own skin. I think she just hates the fact that she's black. She don't like light-skinned people. She's dark, and she was, like, abused as a child, called ugly by her own parents and stuff like that. So it's about your identity that she doesn't like. So to build up her self-esteem, she puts everybody else down to make herself feel good.
You know what? And I've met people like that. I've met people like that that just would constantly, I mean, no matter what, they would just try to put you down and just, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can have a brand new car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You pull up like, hey, you like my car? Well, there ain't no Lexus, but shit. I mean, you paid for that car. Ain't no way in hell I paid all that for that damn car. Now, that
right.
I ain't like all that. You be like,
why you get
that
color?
Why you get that color? That color don't look right. You don't look right driving
right.
that car. The car too small for you. Your stomach all on the steering wheel. Bitch, fuck you.
Oh, no.
And the bad part is that they ain't got no fucking car, but they want to sit there and talk shit about your
right.
car.
Yep. Well, you know what you're
talking
about. I
remember in sixth grade when this chick told me she would always talk about how my mother would comb my hair and put my hair in barrettes and stuff, and how I was, you know, I guess it wasn't that wasn't the word back in the day, but it was she called me lame, and you know, my mom was doing my hair and everybody else was doing their own hair and everything, and talked about me, you know, and then I begged my mother over the summer to let me cut, you know, I guess it was short on one side and long on the other, and I cut my hair. And the first thing, she was like, why did you cut your hair? I was so jealous of your hair. But you talked about my hair all the time and just made me feel like I was just the weird one out of everybody, you know, to find out she was actually jealous.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Them women to do that to you. I mean, you got fellas that'll do it too. You got fellas
yeah.
that'll do it. I mean, you know, like they say, some of you niggas is bitches too.
Right.
That is true.
Oh yeah, you got brothers that will. I mean, as soon as you get anything, oh man, that shit don't look right. Like goddamn, yeah, I mean, you really hating on something like that? I mean,
They hating on your girl, the fact that you pulling a better female than they could ever
right.
pull.
Oh yeah, oh they'll tell you quick. Oh man, you fucking with her?
Yeah.
Oh man, she a hoe. You ain't hear what she did to the homeboy? What they say? She smashed the homeboy. But then as soon as your dumb ass say, you know what? I ain't fucking with her no more. Just
trying to holler.
Yeah, but Yeah.
And y'all fall for that.
Right. I guess men believe that other men don't lie on their dicks, but they do. They lie on their dicks, like, really bad. It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
And now, hold on. Now, I think we've crossed this conversation before.
You breaking up, baby. I can't hear nothing you saying.
Yeah, you break up. All right, check this out, y'all. Let me work on this mic. We're going to go to a song right quick. We'll be right back.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor.
Yeah.
You got to be able to smile through all this.
Don't you
I got a buddy, man, my partner, right? He went to jail, right? So, you know, I call this girl, you know, for some bail money, right? She said leave his ass in there, right? This is girl.
Mm-hmm.
She said leave him in there, right? So, you know, we get the bail money, get him out. I tell him. I say, man, you know, I don't think she died for you like that, dog, because, you know, she didn't want to come off no funds, you know. And her people got money. People got big money. Now, my question is, and he's still with her. He's still with her. And now she's saying, you know, she's pregnant. And he knows that, you know, she's still messing around with her ex, right? And he refused to take a test. He refused to take a test. Now, am I wrong to think this motherfucker is fucking psycho? Somebody help me. He
are
won't
you wrong?
Take the test because he don't want to know. I don't think he want to know. Yeah, but it's proven. It's a fact that, you know, she did step out on him several times.
So wait a minute. Let me get this right. He don't want to know that it's not his. He'd rather just go through life taking care of this kid that's not his.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
he don't want to take the test.
Yeah, he's about as crazy as cat shit. You know, where in hell I'm going to sit there and take no... No, hell no. I'm going to sit there and take care of another kid. I mean...
Maybe he can't face the truth.
Man, you got to be out your damn mind. I mean, I'm going to sit here and just say, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a good chance this baby ain't mine, but I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to sit here and be quiet. I ain't going to say nothing.
Right, it's a 50-50 chance. It's 50-50. It can go either way. That's how close it is.
Man, I better choke the shit out of her ass. I know y'all saying violence ain't the answer, but goddamn, I mean, shit, you sitting there telling me, all right, this my baby. I know you stepped out. Please just tell me, well, I think it's yours. That give me the option to say, well, all right, you know what? But then he just sitting there like, fuck it, man, that nigga stupid. I'm sorry. That's a dumb motherfucker. That's an idiot.
I won't say it's stupid, but, you know, it's all about.
What would you call it?
Okay, he has attachment problems, right? He's one of those people that just can't be alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he has to be in a relationship every day of his life.
She gonna have an attachment problem too. Me attaching my foot from my ass.
let me get a female's perspective, ladies. What y'all think? Is he crazy or what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You think it's crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody has no L Boogie. Help me out, dog.
Well, that's like when a woman get beat by a man, but she always say he love me. He ain't gonna leave. You know what I'm saying? But she in denial until she get tired and be like, okay, that's it. That's how he gonna be. I mean, he in denial. So he probably just can't face the fact that, you know what I'm saying, she cheated on him. He just don't want to, he just in denial right now. He don't want to believe it.
He knows it's true.
But in his mind, he's like, I just can't believe that because I don't want to believe it. I ain't leaving. But when he gets tired, he gonna leave. He gonna bounce. Then that's when he gonna be like, man, I want this, I want that. But then it might be too late for him then.
Mhm. He's signing papers and stuff. And then what are you gonna
right.
do? Wait, the child 10 years old and. You
right.
need somebody else. Now you don't want to be. You're going to do that to the child. Now you don't want to, you know, take care of the child no more. You find out it ain't yours. Why even start that?
Right. Find that out in the beginning. Me
exactly.
You tell me some shit like that, I'm telling you, hey, I got one thing to say.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
But he doesn't want to know, man. You know, I can't go through life like that, man. You know, if I found out my daughter wasn't mine, I would be crushed. You know, I'm in prison.
Right.
My mama dead.
You want to kill her anyway?
I know, but gee, that would be a real good reason to do it, though. I can beat that. That's emotional. That's 2 years of emotional stress. I might get off on that.
But look at bro. When you holler at him and tell him I say it from the bottom of my heart.
Nigga, check that hoe.
He done with it.
I don't know what his problem is. I mean, everybody in his circle is telling him, you know, man, you got to make sure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have evidence that, you know, she stepped out several times.
Of course. I mean, you got evidence, so what? Motherfucker didn't came to the house and told us some shit.
I didn't even remember your name. Did you call your jawbone?
No, you know how he found out? He found out the same way I would find some shit out. He went through the phone. He went through the phone and found text messages. That's how he found out. She didn't come out.
Jesus.
Y'all didn't goddamn. You know what? That's what his ass gets. Mine is goddamn pissed
and
shit.
Mine is goddamn
pissed. Hey, y'all always reveling through a motherfucker shit.
Fuck that. I'm going through the phone, man. I mean, we had this conversation before, but I'm checking the phone.
You ain't going through my phone.
She
you
can
go through the components because it's going to be locked. You can take that motherfucker apart. But that motherfucker going to be
my
locked up,
is,
turned
why,
off.
Why, unless you got something to hide, why do you have a problem with somebody going in your phone?
Ain't nobody going through my phone.
It ain't
you know,
true.
It ain't all funny, but we agree on that one. I agree with you 100%. You ain't got nothing to hide. You should have a problem with me checking your damn phone.
Look here, between you and Butter, let me tell y'all.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Brad.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, you fucking crazy. Ain't no way there. I mean, at some point in time, I mean, y'all don't believe in privacy for yourselves at no point in time?
Look at here, man.
They don't have
if
no
I
trust. They got trust issues.
No,
exactly. That's what
go.
It boils down you, to. Exactly. Y'all
hey,
don't have
if
trust.
If I ask you,
y'all
if I say, let me see
y'all.
Your phone. If I say,
that
no,
means you don't trust me. Why would you ask
hey,
me that?
You say,
why
okay,
would you
okay,
ask me that?
Janine, let me see your phone.
Why would you ask me that?
Okay, like, I've been in a situation where.
Hold
I've been
on,
in a situation where I just asked, can I see your phone? Because I needed to use the phone. But the way his reaction was when I asked to see his phone, let me know that it was some bullshit going on.
What's wrong with your phone?
I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have a cell phone, and we weren't at home.
Now, deep down, you're
going
to rumble through that phone.
Right. You just
there's been a reason for you just to look in that phone.
No, I wanted to use his phone. I mean, that
you
made me want. That made me
that
want
phone.
To go into it. That made me want to go running through it later.
Nah.
But at that point in time, I just really wanted to use his phone. But his reaction made me like, okay, it must be something on his phone that he don't want me to see.
It's not yours. That's just it, y'all. I mean, people gotta realize. I mean, I don't know. I mean, me personally, I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel like every individual should have their personal space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's your phone. That's yours. That belongs to you. I have no reason. There's nobody calling me on that phone. I have no reason to go through your phone. That's yours. It's not mine. What reason do I have to go through your phone? None. You ain't nobody texting me. I ain't gave nobody. I didn't say, hey. Call me on this number here. No, I didn't. So I have no reason to go through your phone. Your phone ring, I know it's not for me.
Now you looking at my all my pictures with big dicks. And now you jealous and mad because, oh, she like big dicks. And now you all hurt and embarrassed.
Wanting to know which one I'm fucking.
And they just, I ain't never even met none of them. They just pictures of dicks.
Right.
Now you mad and jealous because you done been all through my fall thinking I done fucked all of them.
Janine, if you was my woman... If you was my woman and I went through your phone and I saw pictures of dicks and shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris. Losing his rabbit ass mind. Like,
we,
this bitch finna send me to jail. She finna send me to prison. Oh, my God.
We send stuff like that to each other.
Right.
Women do that.
Right.
That don't mean we know the guy. That's what I'm saying. Then that leads to confusion because you don't know. you thinking that's somebody I know, and it's not. It's just a text somebody sent me.
Okay, well then, what if the man, a buddy, if he is intimidating of a girl with a G string and this and that, and got a big old ass, you'll get kind of upset. Like, well, okay, well, who is this?
No, who is this, Boogie? You don't know who you talking to.
No, he don't, baby. No, he don't. No, he don't, boo.
I thought, oh, you know her.
Right.
Why you guys introduced us?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
He don't know. He don't know.
Would y'all tell him, please? Would y'all please tell him?
He don't know you, baby. He don't know you.
Okay.
You go to your man's home,
don't
find another woman,
you
got a problem.
Hold on now. Now, Boogie, in all fairness, now, Boogie, I don't think Janine the one that's going to go through the phone. And if she do, she's probably going to tell you to call her. and it ain't gonna be for no bullshit. Yeah, hey, you need to hurry up and call her. I ain't got horny now.
Right.
I ain't got horny looking at this picture. Yeah, you need to call. Why the fuck? Her biggest gripe was gonna be like, so why the fuck you ain't showed me this before?
You know.
Okay. And why I had a chance to meet her.
Okay. Well, no. Yeah, you're right. I don't know you.
No, you don't. My husband used to get pictures and show me pictures all the time. It is not a problem.
Well, you don't. Now, seriously, yeah, I mean, I do believe that at some point in time, I mean, if it's just your phone, I mean, your wallet, your purse, certain items, I feel like a man shouldn't go through your purse. For what reason is he going through your purse?
Exactly. Trying to see my other bank account. Well, this checkbook go to none of your business.
But I don't think a woman should go through a man's wallet either, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the same thing goes for phone. If we ain't sharing this phone, then there's no reason for you to go through it.
I disagree with the phone. I agree with the phone.
I disagree with the phone too. I don't think it's a problem if I shouldn't have to feel like I need to go through your phone, really.
Exactly. You shouldn't, so don't do it.
But if I feel like it, then you should, and you ain't had nothing, you shouldn't have no problem with handing it over.
Go ahead. If he had. Get on your own phone. I'm not saying it just to be an asshole. I really feel strongly about people invading people's personal space. I just really feel strongly about that. I mean, I think it's just some point in time, it's just something a man needs to have for himself and some things a woman just needs to have for herself.
This is how I feel. Like half the stuff that a man goes through throughout his life, he don't have no reason to lie to the woman he with, because 9 times out of 10 she knows it's going on anyway. She knows that this bitch has been flirting with you at work. She knows that if you go out with your boys, you probably going to be the one that's getting the attention. You know, all of this. But instead of you being real with her, you hadn't shit. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand why men have problems with telling.
First of all, I mean, it's pretty much just like you and me both. I mean, if you attract a woman, I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, ain't nobody trying to talk to her. I mean, ain't nobody trying to talk to her. Ain't nobody. Now, if you go by the whole day and, okay, just say a guy tried to talk to you at the gas station, and you didn't come home and tell me that. I mean, okay, fine. I mean, it ain't no big deal for you not to tell me. I mean, why should I get up? I mean, okay, people try to talk to people
all the
time.
That's a compliment to you, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have to hear every waking moment. Ooh, this guy just tried to say something to me. This guy did. I mean, if he didn't disrespect you and you put him in this place, hey, I got a dude. No, thank you. Okay, fine. The day is done. I mean, I don't have to hear everything you do. I'm not finna go back to you like, oh, why you ain't tell me that dude tried to talk to you 3 weeks ago?
Hey, I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that. My daughter's mother used to do that shit all the time. Come home from work, three people try to talk to me today. Okay. Why the fuck you telling me this every... I never understood why she would see it every single day.
Well, maybe you wasn't giving her the right attention she wanted. So
yeah,
she, make you jealous.
You know what? Is that what it was?
She might have been trying to make you jealous because she felt like she felt unwanted by you.
Okay, but you know what you're doing? Why are you constantly telling me, well, such and such tried to talk to me today. Such and such tried to talk to me today. I mean, if you got that type of relationship, that's fine. I mean, but if you just sitting there saying it to be spiteful and ornery, I mean, then you ain't going to do nothing but make the motherfucker say, okay, well, let me go out and see
let
how many motherfuckers going to talk to me.
Right,
because,
or
I
let
mean,
me go find somebody because she finna move on anyway. I might as well go ahead and find somebody
that's
to be
what I
with.
Did. I got the fuck out. You got all these motherfuckers hollering at you, shit, pick one. I'm gone. I don't need to hear that shit every time.
I
don't care.
But at some point in time, I mean, I see if y'all had that relationship, like, well, this, that happened. And y'all talk to each other like that. But then, I mean, I just don't feel the need for you to tell me every time some guy tries to talk to you. Just like
exactly.
I don't feel the need that I have to tell you every time somebody tries to talk to me. I mean, for what? Why should I tell you every time? I mean,
unless
at
we don't
some point so, right. There you go. Nah. If that's coming into play, then, hey, baby, let's go back up to the gas station. Speak to one in the red.
Well, that wasn't my situation. I hate to hear that shit, man. I got tired of hearing that shit. I don't give a fuck. The fuck that shit mean? I hate your ass any goddamn way. Pick one of them motherfuckers. You just get tired of hearing shit like that, man. And I never understood why. I never understood why you tell me every day. Every day she come home from work.
Well, you should have asked the female to tell you because maybe... That was just her way to let you know, look, you're not giving me the attention I want, and hopefully this make you jealous enough to want to be in my face or to want to, you know.
Yeah, bye.
That's
good
shit
day, y'all. Like you said, big one, get the fuck on. Leave me the fuck alone.
That did not work. I don't know if that's the psychologist she was trying to
use,
but it didn't work. It pushed me away.
That's not what everybody chooses to do, but that's something that a lot of people do, but both men and women, they try to use reverse psychology. Maybe, okay, if I tell you that this is happening, then that'll make you jealous and make you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that should push me away.
Nine times out of ten, that's what it does. It pushes that person away 9 times out of 10. But you can get the times where, you know, you make somebody jealous enough where they get their shit together.
Oh, he be ready to kick your ass. If he one of them old crazy jealous motherfuckers, oh, you gonna keep telling me about this. Next thing you know, he choking the shit out of you. You wondering what the fuck just happened?
Right.
Exactly.
Right, now,
I got tired of that shit.
I don't think. I mean, if you're in a relationship, I don't think. I mean, when you just set out, when you maliciously just set out to do something that's fucked up. And just like, okay, I'm finna make him jealous. I'm finna make her jealous. That's just, I mean, you're doing the wrong things. Because, I mean, if you constantly trying to make that person jealous, you might succeed. Like they say, once you get it, you might wish you never done it.
Right.
Yo, don't make me. That's just
me.
Fuck up.
Let it go, brother. Let it go.
Really, really, you need to honestly let that all that hatred go. It ain't doing that. She moved on with her life and living her life without even worrying about you. And every time you say hate, that's a stress that adds on to your body.
I'm not saying hate. I'm saying fuck her.
You did say hate a couple of times. If you want to push
her
to say, but
fuck her. I hate her.
Let it go, bro.
You did say that.
ain't no
reason for me to waste my breath, huh, Kev?
Nope. It sure is a waste of breath because I'm cool on that one. All right, y'all. Who we getting in the chat room tonight? What's up, y'all?
I'm already there, homie. I'm already there.
What am I, man? What's up, y'all?
I don't know. I don't know tonight. I might, you know. It sounds like my daughter don't want to go to sleep, so.
What's up, Boogie? You want to get in the chat room with us, brother?
I don't know, man. I might tonight. I don't know.
SinCity.Spruce.com, man.
Okay.
Come on in there. Candy, you getting in there tonight?
Yeah.
All right, that's one. All right, y'all, we coming down. So, Candy, you got any last words?
Good show. Talk to you tomorrow.
Peace, love, and hair grease. Butter, last words?
I enjoy myself tonight. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I want to talk to you guys tomorrow.
Cool in the game. Cool in the game. Janine? But, hey, whoa. Ain't you supposed to be in school?
Excuse me? Don't be keeping track of my school. Okay.
You ain't in class. Are you stupid?
Because I came home and I overslept. I fell asleep. I was tired. I was up to 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday. I don't know. I was just,
That's you know what? That's a bad precedent. For all the little kids that's listening to the show, for everybody that's in college that's listening to the show, do not do what she do, okay? Go to class. Get your education. Don't use the I fell asleep excuse.
Whatever, I'm going to have my master's. I'm going to have my master's in August, so whatever. It's going to get done.
Keep in class.
What?
Keep in class. You got any last words?
Good show. I had fun. I'll be in the chat room, I guess.
Hey, you ain't give no shout out to Pink. We played Pink for you last week.
Well, I know you did, and I loved it.
All right, I got you. I got something for you tonight, too. I got your boy for you tonight. Boogie, you got any last words for us, brother?
Stay black. Peace.
Peace out, dog. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. Hey, I want to send RIP to my cousin, Big Wayne. Last of the Mohicans, bro. I'm going to miss you. SinCity.Spruce.com. Let's get in the chat room. Let's get it on. Have some fun tonight, y'all. All
right, y'all. On that note, we out of here. I'm going to send y'all home with a little old school. Super old school.
Just being with her own.